Welcome to AI in Life Sciences, your news update curated by Nitro Marketing and generated by AI.
Today is Friday, April 26th. Here is what we are covering. Following suspicions of bird flu in cows, Andrew Bowman, a veterinary epidemiologist at Ohio State University, and his graduate student collected 150 commercial milk samples from the Midwest, covering 10 different states. They were motivated by the large amounts of H5N1 virus Bowman observed in milk from infected cows, which led him to believe that the virus was making its way onto store shelves. Subsequent genetic testing found viral RNA in 58 of the collected milk samples. Healthcare provider Intermountain Health is set to receive a $1.9 million grant from the Opportunity Now program in Colorado. The funds will be used to launch Pathfinders, a revolutionary initiative created to tackle workforce shortages in the health sector by using artificial intelligence to match job seekers with suitable healthcare roles. This innovative program aims to upskill 30 Coloradans annually over the next 2 years, with the long-term goal of extending its reach to other healthcare providers and locations throughout the state. Global pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has delivered a pleasant surprise to investors, recording significant growth largely spurred by their cancer drugs. Despite the focus on the COVID-19 vaccine, the company's oncology portfolio brought in remarkable revenue, notably outpacing expectations. Sonic leaps in earnings underline the company's resilience, proving there's more to AstraZeneca's profitability than just pandemic-focused products. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is making a bold move on the future of medicine, betting a hefty $100 million on Mammoth's CRISPR technology, anticipating the birth of the next wave of genetic cures. Seen as a game changer in the biomedical field, this move is expected to supercharge the production of more efficient and precise therapeutic applications. As the potential for genetic editing continues to grow, the world watches anxiously, waiting to see if this wager will bring forth revolutionary breakthroughs in health science. In their bid for success with AI, health IT leaders need a thorough comprehension of the technology's recent growth and developments. AI-based initiatives have expanded, transforming ways to access, analyze, and use health data, drastically changing healthcare delivery. As such, in-depth knowledge of these latest trends and advancements is paramount for health IT professionals striving to make the most of AI's burgeoning potential. In the rapidly advancing field of pharmaceuticals, Aeon Labs, led by CEO Madhi Gill, is leveraging artificial intelligence, AI, to transform the drug discovery process. The application of AI significantly accelerates the otherwise lengthy and expensive traditional procedures of developing new medications. Amidst the intricacies of this sector, Aeon Labs is focusing on data management and collaborations between AI specialists and pharmaceutical professionals to unlock AI's full potential, aiming to make drug discovery more efficient, cost-effective, and predictable. Bristol Myers Squibb will cut 6% of its workforce in a restructuring meant to save $1.5 billion in costs by the end of next year. The layoffs will affect some 2,200 employees, the company said Thursday. It's also trimming its pipeline of experimental medicines, consolidating its array of offices and laboratories, and reducing third-party spending. Our focus remains on strengthening the company's long-term growth profile, said company CEO Christopher Borner in a statement on the restructuring, which was announced alongside earnings for the first quarter.
Thank you for tuning in to AI in Life Sciences. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more Life Sciences news.